Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, I'm actually calling because somebody charged something on my card, and it says that it was from this company.
Okay, let's start with your zip code, please.
07065.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Christina Baez.
Okay. Do you mind spelling your last name? Is it D?
Yeah, D-A-E-Z.
Thank you. Let's see. I don't have an account coming up for that. Does anyone else have permission to use your card?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And how much have you been charged?
There's actually two charges on it. Give me one second. 6732, and then another amount of $5.74.
Okay, I'm just going to try to check with this. Is this a good phone number you called in on to try to search with, possibly?
Yes.
All right, let's see if that helps me. Here we go. Okay. I think it came up for that. I'm sorry, I was putting in a D, not a B for your last name. My fault. Could you verify your address, please, ma'am?
1901 Elizabeth Avenue, Rahway, New Jersey, 07065.
Thank you. It will take just a moment for the computer to load your account for us.
Okay.
It's coming slowly but surely.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Tim. So it does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win. It looks like a KitchenAid mixer for $5.74. For that drawing, it was a free welcoming entry to the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. That got you a $125 gift card to purchase a gadget from the online web store. That would be a monthly charge, ma'am.
It does not mean.
Okay, so you said this is definitely, you did not do this, right?
No, 100%, yeah.
Okay, so, and no one else in your household could have also, ma'am?
No.
No problem.
Kids here.
Yes, no problem. I have to ask. Okay, so let's find, so since this is fraud on your account.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and find you a fraud supervisor, then I'll get you transferred right over. Once we find one, and I'll